Well, I'm Campbell Bass, and really my journey started about 3 or 4 months ago. It's always been a dream of mine to sing to an audience. Fortunately, this particular night I was singing at a wedding. A gentleman, Tony Hoffman, saw me and just said, you know, I think we could do some great things with you. And the story develops from there. On this EP, we have a lovely song called God Knows I Love You. I think it shows a lot about life in itself, how people go through life and they have experiences with falling in love. So they think, until that final person comes along, that they really do know it is you're in love, and life does change. And the lyrics say that, you know, I mean, I've been here before, but no one compares to you is absolutely very strong in my mind. And in my life I've had relationships, but when I met my wife, none that really ever stood out like it is now. The whole song means a lot to me because she stood by me all the way and gave me the opportunity and support to be able to do the EP. Another great song on the EP is Once We Were Friends. I think it shows that everybody in life experiences some sort of sadness, especially in love, and where sometimes relationships have to come to an end. The final straw in any relationship is when somebody turns around to you, like in the lyric of the song, you say that all your love has gone, and then as somebody who's trying to hold on to the relationship is saying, God, I pray to God that you are wrong, because you know, when you love that somebody so much, you think your life is over, and you just don't think you're going to be able to carry on again. But those two lines are very, very final, and when somebody's made the mind up that they have to move on. In all of our lives, you know, we will experience, in any relationship, a strenuous time where we either make or break, and then we have to make a decision. Do we stay together, or do we move on from each other in life? Because life isn't a rehearsal. You can't live a life of pretense where you think you're going to be happy and you stay together just for the wrong reasons rather than stay together because you love each other. You know, and there's lots of people like that in the world, unfortunately, that really probably shouldn't be together but don't have the strength inside to say, you say that we should separate, or they should say that, you know. So you have to make that decision in life. The EP, A Change Is Gonna Come, really portrays what I've been through in life in some respects. I've always had this dream to sing. People have said to me in the past, when I've really messed around when I was younger, said, oh, you should make a career of it. And I suppose when you're younger, you don't have that self-belief. Anyway, it was last year where I lost my job. I was working in sales and marketing, and in that really, really high-pressure industry, sort of getting up at 6 in the morning and finishing at 9 at night, driving home to see the family. I was made redundant or lost the job. At a loose end, I was in this age where I thought, well, where do I go with my life? The change, the transition of the changes from all those years of working in a corporate environment and then suddenly faced with how am I going to support my family? It was my wife who said to me, use your talent. I took it on board what she said, and then started to do a few solo gigs. I sang in a band before for about 5 years, who did lots of cover versions, soul and swing, then decided to go solo. Again, the decision to make was to leave the band, which was very difficult. So the song A Change Is Gonna Come, meaning, you know, the transition of my life was I had to change to support my wife and family. This is where it comes from, the commercial world into the music industry. And I say I don't want to work sort of 6 till 9 at night. I think it's going to be a lot more hours than that. However, it's something I love to do. And I love to give pleasure to people if they can, you know, get anything out of the lyrics and the songs and the way I sing the songs. That's what my objective is, to give people that enjoyment and that experience.